First of all, I want to remind you that this weekend is the feast of the Solemnity of All Saints and the Commemoration of All Souls. And there's a little problem here in the insert in the, or the page of the bulletin, because again, the All Saints is a day of obligation, but the obligation is dispensed because it falls on Saturday. All the Masses on Saturday evening and Sunday are for all souls. And it says here that all souls is not a day of obligation, but attending Mass and visiting graves are recommended. The thing is, attending Mass for All Souls Day, because it falls on a Saturday and Sunday, that is obligatory. And then, of course, going to visit the cemetery is a good thing. Also, today is Priesthood Sunday, and very often we have somebody from the seminary to talk. And this year it was going to be Deacon Chuck, but he's in Virginia for a family wedding, so he's not here. But please pray for us who are priests, pray for the deacons as well, and bishops, and ask that the Lord will keep us faithful and help to make us holy. It was an old fella from back in the hills. He came down to town for the first time. He's looking around, and he sees in an antique store, a mirror. And he looks at it and says, "Oh, my Lord, that's my father." And so he buys the mirror and takes it home. And then he realizes that his wife never liked his father. So he hides the mirror under the bed. And periodically he goes in and looks at it. And then his wife notices this. And so she follows him in. And she takes the mirror out, and she looks at it and says, "Well, I thought he had another woman on the side, but if she looks like that, he's welcome to her." Thank you, Michael. The point is, we need to understand who we are and our relationship with the Lord. The first reading, Sirach, makes clear that God knows everything that is and was, and he judges rightly. In our world, judges can be weak, they can be bribed, they can be foolish, and they can render unjust decisions. But God is always just, because his decisions are absolutely correct. And Sirach says that God hears the prayers. He hears all prayers. But the prayers that he is more likely to answer, those who have a genuine need and who pray with humility, who are obedient, who seek to do God's will. We cannot fool God. God will give us what we need, but he will always give us what we need in accord with what he knows and at his time. In the second reading, Paul is feeling kind of sorry for himself, having a pity party. He knows that his death is coming near, and yet he also thanks God for his ministry. He thanks God for the successes of his ministry, that people have heard the gospel message and have come to believe. And he's looking forward to the crown that awaits him, because he has worked hard to do what God calls him to, and he glorifies God. In the gospel, we see a passage that isn't in the other gospels. And one of the characteristics of Luke is that very often he will say something, and then almost immediately he will say the opposite. For instance, in the Acts of the Apostles, he says the church was united. And then right after that, he talks about the problems within the church. So we see the same thing in today's gospel. Two men go up to the temple to pray. Except that they are not two men that go to pray. The Pharisee goes up, and it says he prays to himself. He's telling God how wonderful he is, and basically that, you know, and God already knows, but he has no heart. He has no genuine love for God, apparently. And he certainly doesn't have any love for his neighbor, because he looks down on the publican, on the tax collector. But the tax collector knows his need, and he prays to God and say, God, be merciful to me, a sinner, because he understands that he is a sinner and he needs God's love and mercy. And he goes home justified, but the Pharisee doesn't. We need to pray like the tax collector. We are to understand, first of all, that we are in need. And whether our needs be great or small, we still are in need, and we place those needs before God, knowing he loves us. And our prayers are not just to ask God for what we need. God certainly already knows what we need. But we are also to adore him and to love him. We are to ask pardon for when we have sinned, and ask for the grace of mercy and conversion. And we also are to thank God for the blessings we have received. And realizing some of those blessings we have received, we may not even be aware of until later. Some of the things we have prayed for, God answers and gives us what we need, but it's not until long after, perhaps, that we realize that that was the prayer that we need, that we was fulfilled. We are called to be a people who are prayerful, who take our prayers to the Lord every day, asking God that he may give us what we need, that he may give us the understanding of our need and our need for the Lord, our love for him, and the need to love our brothers and sisters, and to receive what Paul talks about in the second reading, the crown that is awaited for us if we live the life of the Lord here in this world, live eternal life in this world, that we may have eternal life in the world to come that will never end.